Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about how we talk to ourselves. Are you your own best friend or your own worst enemy? When learning something new, do you talk kindly to yourself or do you scold yourself for not getting everything immediately right? If a close friend heard the way you talk to yourself, what would they say? Let's continue our month as we focus on self-love and self-care.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
A big part of self-love and self-care is how we talk to ourselves. How do you talk to yourselves? I'll share some of the ways I have had negative self-talk and I have had to work on myself to become more aware and practice. A lot of times this stuff is on autopilot, and again, it's a process, so don't beat yourself up. But here are some ways I'm really unkind to myself. I'll get angry at parts of my body. I'll call my stomach fat or my upper arms flabby. Reality is I am built exactly like my mother. So even when I was thin, I had a little tummy and I've always had some upper arm flab. I'm never gonna have guns in my dream. Maybe in my next lifetime I'll have some nice guns. I also find that I berate myself for not knowing something if I'm just learning it. So for instance, I'm pretty good at Microsoft Word, pretty good at PowerPoint. I say probably almost advanced, maybe. I'm not so great at Excel. Anything that's kind of number related, I don't do so well. And so I get angry or frustrated, like, come on, you should be able to do this. Well, it's something that I'm not good at doing, and I'm just learning. How can I get angry at myself? If I heard my friend speaking to herself or himself, I'd be like, whoa, hold on, come on, you're a novice. You're just learning it. Don't make it harder on yourself. Really. If you stop and think about it, it's absurd. How can I get angry with myself when I'm new to something? If you have low self-esteem, you can easily do that. Another way that I do, I'm a lot better and I rarely do it now because I paid attention, is saying I'm sorry. Now, some of you might say, hey, what do you mean? You should always apologize if you're wrong. Right, of course, if we do something wrong, and I'm putting that in quotation marks, but I'm sorry used to come automatically off my lips all the time. I would apologize for things that weren't my fault. I'd apologize for being too sensitive. If someone else bumped into me, I'd be the one apologizing. Have you ever done that? This is not healthy. When you're constantly doing it, it may have to do with your self-worth or even underlying trauma. So that's something to chew on. I have seen clients do this as well. They beat themselves up constantly and aren't even aware of it. They're angry at themselves that they haven't released their clutter and ask why they're so stupid and why they can't do it. Or I had a client who got upset, why can't I easily edit a podcast episode on the first try? True story, when I first started out this podcast, I went to YouTube and had a 10-year-old, he looked like he was 10, maybe he was 7 or 8, taught me how to, the little intros that I have that have music and voiceover, and I also do video, so there's a little placard. So the first time I did that, true story, it took me about an hour. Now I do them in a minute or two. So it just took patience and it just took practice. But I see clients getting upset when on the first try they're not being able to do something. Or they get upset and blame something when plans haven't gone accordingly or how they hoped it would turn out, and it was something out of their control. Of course, as I say often, awareness is half the battle. Your own best friend. So let's become more aware. Begin by paying attention to how you talk to yourself. I shared some examples of how mean I am sometimes to myself. How are you unkind to yourself? If you know how you are unkind, consider writing it down. I'm a huge fan of journaling and writing things down. As we get older, we forget things, and having a record helps support us and serves as a way to achieve change. As you go about your day, notice how you talk to yourself. Are you kind or do you berate yourself? How do you describe yourself to others? Do you talk about your good features and complimentary things, or do you talk about all your faults? If someone gives you a compliment, do you say thank you or do you swat it away? This was another big one I used to do. If you're looking to create something, how can you expect to be given more or given what you desire when you can't even receive a compliment? Many of us could easily benefit from receiving. We're all really good at giving and struggle to receive from others. Start with receiving compliments well. It's an easy place to begin. How else can you begin to receive more? If you're looking to bring more abundance into your life, how can you expect that when you cannot receive what you already have or what's given to you? We'll probably talk about that in another episode. As you become more aware, create a plan to stop the negative self-talk. Maybe you wear a rubber band and snap it when you hear yourself say or think something unkind. Perhaps you tape yourself for an hour and check in and see how you did. Consider things or people that may trigger you. Have a response in place. For example, you have a really strong-willed coworker who does things and your immediate reaction is to apologize. Can you practice deep breathing before you see them? Count to 10 when they say something and you find yourself wanting to apologize?
Lose a client because you couldn't find the contact information of the person who was interested in your services? Did you double book speaking engagements and now have to figure out which one to cancel? Were you late to a client because you didn't have the address or directions? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
And this is something I started to work on about a year ago. I literally read a book titled And for my women's book club, and we read it for a year. See if you can notice a difference in these two sentences. I'm going to try to keep my voice the same so you can just get the feel. I'd encourage you to close your eyes. I'm a huge fan of that because that allows us to feel the energy and feel how it sounds. I love my husband, but he drives me nuts that he never puts the dirty dishes away. I love my husband and it drives me nuts that he never puts the dirty dishes away. Could you tell or feel a difference? With the first sentence, it's like I've dismissed that I love him with the but. In the second sentence, I'm acknowledging that he drives me nuts and I still love him. This is one small practice I have been doing that I have found that makes a big difference. When we dismiss the good things in our life, we focus on the bad stuff. Let's do it again. I'm a really good speaker, but I still say, too much. I'm a really good speaker and I still say, too much. I'm going to choose to work on my speaking and get better if I say the second sentence. The first one feels more critical and putting myself down. I'm working on being my own best friend and not my own worst enemy. Watch for the sneaky self-sabotage. I was talking with my coach the other day and pointed out that while I'd done some work, I still had a long way to go, and she called me out on it. She said, I realize you're being truthful, and it's also a backdoor way of being unkind to yourself. Where are you being sneaky and putting yourself down instead of raising yourself up? I'm not a fan of people who give me a backhanded compliment, so why should I do it to myself? Here are some exercises to try. Positive self-talk. When you catch yourself being negative, replace it with something positive. It has to ring true to you or you won't believe it. For example, I'm so dumb that I can't learn this new language. Try. I'm really proud of myself that I'm getting out of my comfort zone and learning a new language. While I'm struggling, I am doing better. I'm very visual. I also believe you can't hide things from your eyes, the windows of the soul. If you can't look yourself in the eye, that's okay. Look in the mirror. I was taught to look left eye to left eye and tell myself I love you. I couldn't do this at first. I couldn't look at myself and say this, but I really encourage you to practice this because it can make a huge difference. Every day, left eye to left eye, say I love you. A friend of mine writes self-appreciation notes and leaves them in her car and home. I also have been practicing, and I've got this spelled out and I might butcher it, so I apologize. Ho'oponopono, which is a little phrase where you say, and I have been doing this in the mirror as well. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. Now, if you've listened to my podcast a while, you know I work with a coach. I'm in women's group, kind of mystery school stuff, really kind of concepts that at some point would have maybe made my brain blow up. I can always bring it back to something simple. This is something I'm doing on a daily basis. Like, you know what? You've got to work on yourself a little more. This is something that's really easy. So again, ho-pon-o-pon-o. oh no, I might again, sorry that I butchered that. Simply say, and I encourage you to do this in the mirror as well. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And again, have fun with this. If we make self-love and self-care really heavy, we're not going to want to do that. Google, YouTube, podcast. What other ways can you learn to speak more lovingly to yourself? What other actions can you take? Working on self-esteem. If you don't feel good about yourself, there's a good chance you won't talk kindly to yourself. Besides monitoring your self-talk, consider doing other things to strengthen your self-esteem. Perhaps a therapist or a coach, reading a book, joining a supportive group. Every step you take makes a difference, so keep with it daily. Take actions from today's podcast. Monitor your self-talk and learn how you speak to yourself. Create a list of responses when you aren't talking kindly to yourself. Place love notes for you in your purse, home, office. Have a friend or someone close to you write and hide them. Do daily exercises such as Ho'oponopono or saying I love you while looking into the mirror. Check in with your self-esteem. If you could benefit from further actions, research and discover ways you can build upon your self-talk. In our bonus episode next month, former NFL player Perry Williams will inspire you. He shares his story of what he overcame and how to believe in you. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.